am Emma Castro, and I am our LES union rep. And today we are out trying to spread information to help retain and attract quality teachers for our school district.
So I saw that the superintendent sent out a communication with parents saying, we've offered a 12% raise, we think this is great. What's your side?
12% is a great offer. However, once we allow all the other districts around us to settle, we will still be put at the bottom of the pay scale for our county. And we are such a high quality district, amazing community that our students deserve better.
What are you asking for?
14%.
Yeah. What keeps you here in this district?
I started in this district 9 years ago, and I fell in love with the community, the students, and honestly, the opportunities as teachers with professional development, the supplies that we're given, all of those type of things.
How many of the teachers who work in this community are actually able to live here, given what it costs to live here?
Oh, not very many. Me, myself, I have two jobs. I am married, and my husband's a great job, but we still can't afford to live here. And we still can't afford just my paycheck and his paycheck. I have to have a second job.
My name is Christy Gingrich. I am a third grade teacher, and I am our Lockett Education Association president. And so I'm here to represent all teachers in the district and to help retain and hire teachers for the success of our students.
Tell me what your sign says.
My sign says Lafayette teachers have the lowest career earnings in the county. And if you were to work your whole life in Lafayette, you would have a total income not competitive with anyone else in the community.
And the irony is that this is one of the more expensive communities to live in the county.
And the teachers, the parents support us, and the parents pass the tax parcel with the intent to help hire and retain teachers in Lafayette, and unfortunately that money hasn't surfaced on our salary schedule. So we are trying to just keep ourselves competitive because we are losing teachers. We had to hire 50 teachers this year, which is really rare in a community like Lafayette. And so parents are aware, and they are supporting us, as you can see, and they're asking the district to please prioritize teachers over other things for the success of our students, because teachers drive are the drivers of the classroom, and we've had a lot of success through the years, but we definitely need to compete with Orinda, Moraga, and neighboring communities.
And I work for East Bay Express, where also that, like, Oakland School District is located in the East Bay. Alameda, all these other, Concord is over here. Some people would say, well, compared to these other school districts, you all are doing great. What would you say?
Well, the facts speak for themselves. We actually are not, we are one of the lowest paid in the county. Right now we're part of a coalition of teachers, and we, Piedmont and all of the, almost every district in the community, in the local community, is in our coalition, and we are actually the lowest paid currently in the entire coalition of 19,000. So I think people need to look at the facts and not, it's misinformation to think that we are well paid because we teach in Lafayette.
And the reputation that Lafayette has is that it's one of the top districts.
It is one of the top districts. Yeah, we are one of the top districts.
So what do you make of that disparity between that reputation and what the teachers who are providing that quality education
make? We're just hoping for them to offer us a salary that we can be competitive for the success of our continued success of our students. We really believe that it's our students that we are fighting for, and that we want to make sure that we can retain these wonderful teachers and attract new teachers to our community. There's a teacher shortage, and we're competing with everyone else. And unfortunately, new educators look at salary as an option of where they want to work.
What keeps you here?
The community, these families, these kids.
Any message you want to say to the people on the other side of the bargaining table?
Just, for the continued success of our students, we just are looking for a competitive salary schedule.
Thank you so much.
My name is Scott Moe. My sign says, attract and retain the best teachers for our students. And on the back, we talk about where if we were to receive our raise, and the districts around us are to receive the raise that we know that they're going to get, it would put us second to last or last in the district. So the district had sent out some information showing how we would be first, and we would be first until the other districts settle, and then we're going to be right back down again. So,
and then people who are listening to this won't be able to see the numbers. Can you just go over what these numbers mean really quickly?
Right. So, people are brand new teachers on the first step on our salary schedule would be it would put a second to last compared to Orinda, Moraga, and Piedmont.
And they'd be earning around a little under $65,000.
A little, yes, $64,530. Somebody kind of in the middle with a bachelor's and 45 units at step 10, that's 10 years of service, would be at 83,000 compared to 89.91 for Orinda and Piedmont and 80 for Moraga, which would put us second to last. People at the very last step, meaning the teachers who've been here the longest, the teachers who only get a raise when it's negotiated versus another year of experience, would put us last at 115,000. And Orinda's at 124,000, and it only takes them 20 years to get there. It takes us 25 years to get here. And then when we hire a teacher who's coming from another district, maybe they just moved here or they want to transfer districts, all the other districts around us either have no cap or negotiating to have no cap. We will be capping ours at 15 years. So if we were to get a teacher coming with 20 years of service, they would lose 5 years of pay in coming here versus other districts where they could come with all of their years of service.
And you're one of the teachers, one of the many teachers who doesn't live in this community, who commutes in. What do you think of that?
Well, you know, I've taught here for 27 years. My students, luckily, my children were luckily able to go here because I teach here. But my wife and I are both teachers. We can't afford to live in this community, even though we're the ones who help make the property taxes so high because of our great schools. And I'm proud to be a Lafayette teacher. I love teaching here. We just want to get what is fair and commiserate with the districts around us.
What keeps you in this district? You've been a fifth grade teacher for many years.
Yeah, the families, the students, the community, my colleagues. I have wonderful teachers, you know, teachers who over the years have wanted to come to Lafayette, but now we're hearing from people who would like to come to Lafayette, but they look at the pay, the salary schedules of the districts around us, and they go elsewhere. Even though they would like to maybe teach in the community where they live or near where they live, they're going elsewhere because we're not attracting and retaining the teachers like we used to.
Tell me what your names are and what has you out here with the teachers supporting them today.
My name is Janine, and I support the teachers and advocate for them having higher salaries because they do such a great job to teach our students.
Sometimes people in other counties think, well, this district, the kids are doing really well, it's an affluent community, they've got enough. What do you say to that?
I would like to see all teachers make a great living no matter where they live.
My name is Lindsay McCormick, and I'm standing out on the sidewalk in front of the school where I work to help fight for our teachers to receive a raise equitable with other surrounding districts.
And how many years have you been in this community and what do you, in this district, and what do you do here?
This is my fourth year in the district. Not all of my years were transferred over when I came here, so that is one of the pieces to our contract negotiation. We're in agreement so far with the district on that piece. However, the district is not bringing our raise up to the cost of living increase that we've seen and been given by the state over the past 3 years.
And what do you want parents to know about the way that teachers in this community that's very esteemed for the quality of education that it provides, what do you want them to know about what it might be like to be a teacher here?
Every teacher I speak with here loves their students, loves their community, wants to stay here more than anything. But when you see that you can get paid $30,000 more just by going to a neighboring district, it starts really making us prioritize our family's needs versus our professional needs.
Hi, my name is Viata Sadipan. I actually work at Lafayette Elementary, and these are some of the hardest working teachers I've ever met, and they deserve the money, and they deserve being recognized for all the hard work and effort they put into our children here in the city.
And what do you do here?
I'm a special student assistant. I do push-in service for kids with special needs. So I work in the special needs department.
And you just got something was passed that just makes
you
a part
of the union. We're part of the classified, not the credentialed. So we just got a livable wage, but before it was not even matching a livable wage within Contra Costa County.
Oh my God!
Why is this important, what all these teachers and students are doing out here this morning?
What the teachers are doing is so incredible for the kids. I can't imagine their work with. I can't believe they're not being recognized for all the hard work and effort they put. The fact that they're the lowest paid in the county is atrocious for being such an affluent area. they work so many hours beyond what, you know, the school hours to make sure that our kids are ready. And they need to be recognized for this. This is horrible. What's happening?
And may I ask you, what does a livable wage mean for you? What are you all?
Oh gosh, I mean, well, a lot of aides weren't breaking $20, you know, earlier. So now they finally are.
They get at least $20.
Yes, I mean, you could work at In-N-Out and make more money.
I am Vanessa Gonzalez, and I have been at LES for 2 years. This is my second year. I was an agency aide last year, but I loved it so much. I got hired by the district this year.
What's an agency aide versus a district aide?
Agency aide is, I am licensed as a behavior therapist. So we have ABA therapy, and we assist different districts, and it's just a little bit more data. It's a lot more. There's supervisors involved.
So you were brought in through the agency.
Yeah.
And then you transferred to...
I was brought in through the agency. I really, really love this school because I have worked at other schools in the summer, and I did not want to do that ever again.
What did you love about this school?
This school, just like the culture. Everyone is so nice, like all the teachers, the students, the parents, everyone just wants the best for the kids, and I really enjoy that, especially in a school. That's all that matters, is you're being someone safe for these kids and helping them.
So as a behavior therapist, are you considered, like, is that the same ranking as, like, a teacher educator? Are you in, like, the aide ranking?
In the aide ranking, yes.
So, and you all just recently got a contract,
yes,
too. Tell me about that.
We just won our negotiations for a higher pay grade, like the tiers. Yeah.
Okay, and are you comfortable to share, like, what, like Ms. Beata said that some people weren't making even $20
exactly
an hour?
So it started at 19.6, I think, but now with the new negotiations, I think it's like 25, 26 an hour. So that is a big jump.
Yeah, and what has that meant for you in terms of making ends meet?
Oh, it's meant so much. Since I was hired by the agency last year, I made more because I was making 27 with the agency. But going through the district, I did get a pay cut. I got a huge pay cut from 27 to 19.6. But now I'm back at 26, 27.
So you like the district enough that you were willing to go down by $7 an hour?
Mm-hmm.
And why? Why would somebody do that?
Because it's just like I said, everyone, like all the staff, everyone's so nice. Everyone is willing to help you out. There's not going to be cliques. It's not like, oh, these teachers only hang out with these teachers and these students. And if you are new, they're going to treat you like you're new and like you don't know anything. So here they kind of treat everyone as an equal, and I really like that.
So your peers who are the credentialed educators,
mm-hmm,
in the teachers' union, they are asking for a 14% raise as,
mm-hmm,
opposed to a 12% raise.
Mm-hmm.
What's your take?
I think they should get it 100%. And it's, if you do ask around, a lot of teachers, they don't live by themselves. They live with roommates or significant others or with their parents. And it's like, I think they said that people are moving further away and commuting because it just costs so much. It doesn't cover that.
And people have second jobs,
mm-hmm,
including you.
Jobs. Yes, I have a second job. I nanny on the side. But yeah, people need to get second jobs, and teachers especially, super stressful on them because they do have to prep. They do have to do more, so they don't have a lot of time after school to go and do another job.
And so your message to the district, if you could offer one, would be?
Please help the teachers out. They really need it, and they deserve it.
Awesome. And then lastly, anything else? Like the big question I've been asking, like people could do anything,
mm-hmm,
work anywhere and make probably a lot more money. But I feel like it seems to me like your vocation is education. Is that the case? Is this where you're always going to be?
Yeah. Like I said, I did go to different districts and different schools in the summer, and it was a eye-opener for sure.
And you also don't want to leave the profession of teaching.
Exactly. I do. I love it. I love helping kids. I love, like I said, being someone safe for them. And I think the teachers, they deserve higher pay. They do.
Beautiful.
Anything else?
No. Okay. Awesome.
Thank you.